Can you elaborate Srila Prabhupada's move? Okay. While he was going through all the adversities that you mentioned in the lecture. Yes, and Srila Prabhupada faced difficulties. Prabhupada did not exactly keep a journal by which we can know what his mood was. But the nearest to a journal that we have is his prayer, Markini Bhagavata Dharma. When he saw the Western Empire, at that time, he wrote a song in Bengali, which is called Preaching the Bhagavata Dharma, Markini Bhagavata Dharma. And that song, if you conceptualize, what is Srila Prabhupada doing? If you consider preaching like a spiritual war against ignorance, not a physical war, but a spiritual war against ignorance. Then Prabhupada was like a lone warrior going into a land which was filled with materialism. And he was about to launch a spiritual mission in a land which was completely materialistic. So normally if a warrior is going to a war, then the warrior knows the most important position of the warrior is his weapon, is their weapons, because that's what is going to enable them to win. So just as if somebody is going to a place where there's gun shooting going on, the police person is going, and the police will repeatedly check, do I have my gun, is it loaded or not, they'll keep checking. Naturally their thoughts will go to their weapon. So similarly, when Prabhupada is facing the imposing skyline of the American coastline, at that time when he is thinking, he is revealing to us what was the weapon that he was going to use to fight that war. And what is Srila Prabhupada's mood? There he quotes several verses from the Bhagavatam and he essentially says that Bhagavatir katha seta bhagavatar dhira haya shune jadi kane bar bar. So he says Bhagavatir katha, and the hearing of the Bhagavatam is saying tab avatar, Krishna, you, that is the incarnation of you. And dhira haya, one will become sober. Oh, shune bar bar. If one just hears that, hears Bhagavatam again and again, one becomes sober. And Prabhupada is not thinking that I am going to buy my intellectual present, by my intellect, convince all of them and make them to devotees. Now Prabhupada, his vision is so deeply spiritual. He doesn't see the prosperous American coastline. He doesn't think, oh, these people are so wealthy, so progressive. He's saying Rajastamo Gunera Sabai Achana Vasudeva Katha Uche Nahise Prasanna. He says all these people are covered by the modes of passion and ignorance. And that's why they are not able to understand Vasudeva Katha. So it's amazing. Prabhupada is not thinking, I am an Indian, they are American, I am speaking Bhagavad Gita, how do they understand Bhagavad Gita? Prabhupada is seeing from the spiritual perspective. The obstacle is not that they are Americans or they have never heard about Krishna. The obstacle to their understanding Krishna is the mode of passion and ignorance. And therefore, Prabhupada knows, if you read his, he kept a diary, some diary is kept there. He's also aware, when initially when he talks, he knows that people are able to understand his pronunciation. But he, sometimes when Indians go abroad, they try to learn American pronunciation so that they can pronounce properly. Prabhupada is not praying to Krishna, Krishna, please improve my English pronunciation. He says, Alankruta Kori Bara Kamata Tumar. He says, please ornament my katha. And what is that ornament he wants? It is not some improved pronunciation. Like ornamentation, he says, Krishna, you are present in their heart. Tomara ichchae sabha hoy maya vash. Tomara ichchae nash mayara parash. He is saying, Krishna, it is under your supreme will that these people have wanted illusion. And by your supreme will, they can come out of illusion. So if you so desire, please make my words understandable. And then Prabhupada concludes his prayer, not by saying that, let me establish a worldwide preaching mission. Let me give me thousands of followers, give me hundreds of temples. Prabhupada says, actually, he concludes by saying, Nachate nachao nachao Prabhu, nachao simate, kashthera puttali jata nachao simate. Please make me dance, Lord. However you want, make me dance, just like a puppet. In fact, Prabhupada begins by saying that, says, Aniyachi kecho, ayugrasthi. He said, why have you brought me here to this terrible place? Which Indian, after going to America, will say this is a terrible place? All right, so Prabhupada sees a spiritual vision, he's thinking so far away from Krishna, filled with so much more of passion, he's thinking it's not a very good place. But he's saying, Krishna, why have you brought me here? You must be having some plan. Anuman. It's interesting, we say Anuman is, we should not speculate. But Prabhupada says, hey Anuman, I guess that you must have brought me for some purpose. And whatever is your purpose, you make me dance accordingly. So Prabhupada's mood was, whatever obstacles he was facing, we can infer from this song, is that he saw himself as a servant of Krishna. And whatever situation was he was in, he was seeing it from the Shastra Chakshu. And he was saying, okay, how can I serve Krishna? So it was not like when Prabhupada went to America, he had a complete blueprint, everything clear. I'll go here, I'll do this, I'll go there, I'll do that. No. The Prabhupada kept taking whatever opportunity he got, he kept using that opportunity. And sometimes that opportunity led to a dead end, and sometimes, towards the later part of the life, that opportunity led to a glorious expansion. So Prabhupada's mood primarily was that, please make me dance, please Krishna, engage me in your service the way you want me to be engaged. So that's why, when Prabhupada was asked, what is the best prayer to Krishna, he said, give me the strength to serve you. So if we have that mood, then whatever obstacles come, we can face those obstacles. We can, because when we have a desire to enjoy, enjoyment depends on many conditions. And those conditions are not there, we can't enjoy. But if you have a desire to serve, service can be done in any condition. Of course, if you want to do service in a particular way, you may not be able to do it. But if you want to serve itself, service can be done in any condition. So Prabhupada's mood was, please give me engagement in your service, please make me dance. So with that mood, it's of course a very exalted mood, but in our own small way, if we internalize that mood, then whatever obstacles come, we can also weather those obstacles and emerge stronger from them. So